And now the third and final gospel snippet on Genesis 3. Genesis 3, verse 5. Satan's sinister calumny. What do I mean? Satan says, in the day you eat, you see, you'll be like God. God knows that. And you will have the knowledge of good and evil. There's an implication here. He's implying something about God. He's hinting at it. And he's issuing a calumny against God, upon God. What is that? That God is restraining you. That God is holding you down. If you break free and eat from this tree, you will have liberty. You will have experience. And God's depriving you of it. He's repeated that calumny ever since, and he's doing it today. 2 Peter 2 and verse 19. There are those teachers who promise liberty, but they themselves are subject to slavery, and if you buy into their message and teaching, you end up in bondage and slavery. Psalm 2, the first few verses. The nations rage against God. Let us break their yoke from us. Let us break their bands asunder and cast their yokes from us. We don't want to be chained by God. We want to be free. And Satan is ever promising freedom, but his freedom is utter slavery. Slavery to sin, slavery to law, slavery to death, slavery to eternal judgment. Don't buy into Satan's calumny, lies, delusion, hints, suggestions. Remember the man with the sandwich board? I'm a fool for Christ. Whose fool are you? Are you going to buy Satan's lies, innuendo, suggestions? And are you really going to believe that God is wanting to keep you in bondage? I tell you, Christ brings freedom. His way, his person, his work, his service is perfect freedom. Oh, taste and see what wonderful freedom there is in Christ. Outside of Christ, whatever the religion, whatever the system, is utter bondage for time and for eternity. Don't be a fool and buy into Satan's lies, dupes, suggestions, and calumny. God is good and gracious, and he desires to have mercy upon you. And he promises and gives perfect freedom. Freedom from sin, death, law, bondage, slavery forever. He delivers you in Christ. The Son shall make you free, and you shall be free indeed. Oh, taste and see what freedom is in Christ. And do it now. I urge you. I urge you.